your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio News Watch.
A man's begun serving a hefty prison term for mass murder. The Durban High Court has sentenced Spamandla Chilisgumede to life plus 40 years for crimes committed 2 years ago. The 30-year-old shot six people at the Uganda informal settlement in Umlazi. Five of the victims died and one was left wounded. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Nitsiunda.
Through the investigative work unmasked the identity of the suspect, and with efforts of finding proving insufficient, dedicated investigators connected the dots and found that the man they were looking for was in Kalakabusha prison following his arrest on a different case of murder, which had committed in Esho. The suspect was duly charged for the murder of five people, one count of attempted murder and two counts of robbery. Police detectives successfully opposed his bail application and was kept behind bars until he was sentenced.
FlySafair says it doesn't expect the strike by cabin crew to affect operations. There was a deadlock last week in wage talks between the airline and the South African Cabin Crew Association. FlySafair's Kirby Gordon says the carrier reduces its flight schedule around this time of the year to prepare for the busy holiday period. He's told SABC News the airline cannot go behind its current offer of a 5.7% salary increase, a 7.5% annual bonus, experience-based pay progression, and additional monthly allowances.
Unfortunately for us, there's just a line of sustainability and viability which cannot be surpassed. And with an offer as generous as 16 to 19% on the table, I think it's very reasonable to understand that at some point we have to push back.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed new commissioners to the Independent Electoral Commission as the country prepares for next year's local government elections. The commissioners will serve a period of 7 years. Joyce Bizo and Mosotho Mweba will serve as full-time members of the IEC, while Judge Daya Pele will serve part-time. Presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the president wishes the commissioners well as they prepare to oversee free and fair elections next year.
The president has also, in terms of Section 8(1) of the Electoral Commission Act, designated Mr. Moyebia as the chairperson of the commission.
And Sheen says it will cooperate fully with French authorities after an uproar over the e-commerce giant's selling of childlike sex dolls. Investigations were launched after France's anti-fraud unit reported over the weekend that Sheen was selling the items. A Sheen spokesperson in France says they are prepared to disclose the names of the people who bought them. They've described what happened as serious and unacceptable, saying the online retailer will put the necessary safeguards in place to ensure it does not happen again. The Paris prosecutor's office says it's also opened probes against rival online retailers AliExpress, Temu and Wish over similar sales. The controversy comes as Shein is set to open its first bricks and mortar store in the world in the prestigious BHV department store in central Paris. Back home, there are uncomfortable conditions along the KZN coast today. Durban high of 33, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 31. The top story, a man has begun serving a hefty prison term for mass murder in Umlazi. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.